welcome to this Tuesday edition of Money Live from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. Chuck, we're going to talk about a subject today that is near and dear to your heart and has been near and dear to the heart of Crown Financial Ministries for many years.
Well, Larry Burkett had a daughter who experienced single motherhood. And because of that, he saw the trials and difficulties that she faced, and he reached out to single parents, to single mothers especially, and he and Brenda Armstrong authored some material around that topic, and for years she worked with us, and Brenda's going to be a guest on our program today.
Well, we're looking forward to having Brenda here, but really this reaches farther back into your personal history, because there was a point in time as a child that you were a part of a single parent home.
I was 12 years old, Dave, and my parents went through a divorce. I think that was 1968. It was very unpopular at the time. I can remember it very, very well, all the painful details. I was at the age where I was actually very aware, very cognizant of everything that was happening. It was a huge trial in my life. My father remarried. My mother didn't. And I had the choice whether I wanted to live with Mom or live with Dad. And I felt a personal responsibility to try to help my mother. And although I love my dad, I went and lived with my mother at that time. And so I observed what she went through. Mom had never worked. She had never thought she would. And so she had to go to work. And she went to work as a waitress. And that was the only thing she could do for immediate income. And it was a very difficult go for her. She would come home at night, and she would have collected tips. I remember my job was to count the money, and I would sort all of her tips into quarters, nickels, dimes, and pennies, and see how much money we were going to have, and tried to be an emotional support for Mom. And I look back on it, Dave, and it gave me huge compassion for women who go through that. Mom didn't want to be divorced. It was something that happened in our lives, and we all grew from it. In my case, Mom and Dad remarried, and so it had a very different ending than it has for many people. But God put their lives back together, but He marked me to have a genuine compassion for parents who go through that and all the immense struggles that they have to face.
Well, Chuck, we'll be talking to Brenda Armstrong here in just a moment. Brenda is the president and CEO of Mercy Trees Ministry in Buford, Georgia, and the ministry provides materials and resources to help churches and ministries stand in the gap for single parents. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Well, welcome back to this edition of Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and my guest today is Mercy Tree President and Founder, Brenda Armstrong. Brenda, welcome to Money Life.
Thank you, Chuck.
It is great to have you.
It's wonderful to be with you.
You know, you and Larry go way back on single parent ministry. Tell us a little bit about your journey.
Yes, well, he was looking for someone to start his ministry for single parents, and he wanted someone who had been there, done that. He wanted an experienced single parent who had gone through all of the trials and tribulations. Well, I fit the criteria. I had been there, done that. So I had my badge, and I was ready to move on and help others.
And what year was that, Brenda?
1995.
Wow. And you really have been through quite a journey yourself, and God's taught you much about being a single parent as well as how to teach them.
Absolutely. You know, it's been real important to me to share with others on the journey that I've been through and what the church needs to know and how they can help and how they can do it effectively. Because single parents don't necessarily want somebody to just give them a handout or feel sorry for them. They really want that hand up. They really want someone to walk alongside them and encourage them and empower them.
Well, Brenda, it wasn't too long ago that single parents felt like the outcast, even within their own church. Has that changed?
It has changed, thankfully. Most single parents do feel like they can go to church. However, it's still 95% of the single parent population do not attend church regularly. So that's a pretty shocking statistic. And so when they do go, they don't go regularly. They don't plug in. They don't feel like it's home. Now, I do want to say that we have seen a huge trend of churches that are reaching out and caring for single parents, so we're excited about that. But by the same token, the single parents are not feeling that connection. They're not finding their place. A lot of times they're welcomed in through the divorce care ministry, or they're welcomed in through a small group ministry, and then they feel like they're out of place.
So after they've been through divorce care, they don't really feel like there's a place where they plug in, right?
Exactly.
How do single parents feel towards divorce?
Well, the single parent themselves, nobody wants to be divorced. I think I'm going to grow up and I'm going to live as a single parent and I'm going to have all these trials and struggles. Nobody wants that. That's not their goal. It happens. There are so many reasons why it can happen today. You think you're going to be together forever. You're making that commitment and you believe it's going to happen. But someone can walk out on you very easily and there's nothing you can do about it. So you feel like you've been abandoned. You feel like your life's just basically falling apart. But that's not the end, and that's the encouraging part. There's always something more that we can do as a family. The term broken family is so hard on single parents because you may be broken in the beginning, but you don't have to stay broken.
Hmm. Brenda, how many are there today? How many single parents are there in the U.S.?
There are 13 million single-parent households in the U.S., and that means a single parent heading the household. That doesn't count the single parents that are not heading the household. So we often count the single moms. We have 13 million single parents. We have 11 of them are single mothers. 2 million are single dads, but we also have another whole group that are not that householder.
They're the single without the kids.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a big part of our population. Brenda, is that trend growing?
Well, for a while it was steady. It was very, very steady. And the 13 million has kind of remained constant. But what we are seeing now is an increase in unwed births. So that is something that we are starting to see another increase in.
Well, Brenda, I know that your passion is to teach others how to minister to the single parent. Is the church doing a good job of it? Are they learning? And how are you implementing your ministry in the local church?
Well, we've been doing this now since 1997 in training the churches how to meet needs, and we have seen an improvement. We have seen churches starting single-parent ministries, but we've also seen churches not maintaining that. And a lot of churches who've even gone through our training get all excited and see all these opportunities and things they can do, but they don't know how to take the next step. So part of our responsibility as a ministry is to help them take that next step.
Well, James 1:27 says that religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress. And I know that you and Larry both began to see that the widows and orphans of our culture, in the U.S. culture particularly, were the single parent and the children of divorce. Is that how you continue to see that, Brenda?
Yes, we do. Actually, the Greek word there is kaira, and kaira means the idea of a deficiency, an absence of a spouse, literal or figurative. So really, it means anyone who is living without a spouse who's raising children alone. And so, you know, that's kind of, when you look at that in the original Greek, it's almost like God knew that there might be a condition today where they needed this extra help, and that's what we have a responsibility to do.
You know, Brenda, the very few of them attend church. And do you believe that's because there's not a place where they feel like they fit in? There's not a place where the church is equipped to meet their needs?
Yes, and as I mentioned, they come in through often divorce care, which is a temporary program. Once you finish that, you have to go someplace. And they don't fit in the singles ministry. I mean, single adults have more financial resources than any other population. Single parents have the least financial resources of any population. Single adults have the most freedom from family responsibility. Single parents have the most responsibility for family responsibility. So it's not a real fit. And yeah, there's a lot of single parents who look for that, you know, want to go into the singles group and think that's going to be their answer, but it's not often. And even really good singles groups that don't promote matchmaking. So there's not really a good place for them to go. If they have a larger church and it's a strong women's ministry, sometimes they can fit in there. Some small groups are very welcoming, you know, and so it's not the church isn't trying. It's a church doesn't know how to provide what is needed.
Well, Brenda, what is the typical financial condition of those 11 million, say, single moms?
Well, the average income, of course, is half of what a two-parent, in fact, it's less than half of what a two-parent family makes. And so I think the average right now is, I think the last statistic I saw was like $53,000 for a two-parent family, and it's only $18,000 for a single-parent family. So they're making a lot less money, but they're doing the same job. So the income difference is really great.
Well, your ministry has studied how to help them. Have you seen some real success stories, Brenda, when a person gets involved in a strong single-parent ministry?
Yes, we've seen many single-parent ministries that have thrived and have really made a difference in the lives of single parents. And one of them, just thinking off the top of my head, one of them that really comes to mind is Southeast Christian Center, and that's in Louisville, Kentucky. And one of the things they do is an eight-week series for the single parents, and they have them come in and learn things, and they have a mentor go through it with them. And they have a waiting list for that class because of the fact that they're making such a difference in single parents.
Well, Brenda, when we come back, we want to talk more about how we can be equipped to help this population that God calls us to help. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun, hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and my guest today is Brenda Armstrong. Brenda is the founder and CEO of Mercy Tree Ministries in Buford, Georgia, and a longtime friend of Crown Financial Ministries. Mercy Tree provides materials and resources to help churches and ministries stand in the gap for single parents. Brenda, when we left off, we were talking about how God calls us to serve this element of our population. And today, 40% of all babies born in the U.S. are now born to single mothers. What kind of impact is this having on the family?
Well, on the single parent family itself, they're already starting with one hand tied behind their back for a job that was meant for two people. You know, they're doing it with one. It's rare that the single parent would have the support system that you see in the media, where they're celebrating all of these unwed births. But the reason they can handle that is because they've got huge support systems. They've got the finances to have the nannies and the nurses and the, you know, all the care that they need. The average single parent doesn't have that. You know, very little support comes from the community, from the church, from the family. And so they're pretty much doing it on their own. So it's a big impact on the family right there. A lot of single parents enter single parenting thinking that they are disadvantaged, knowing that they are disadvantaged, and they operate that way. And so part of what our role as church is to teach them how to come from a broken situation into a whole situation.
Well, I know single dads are a smaller part of the population, as you said, 2 million of them, but they're kind of silent, overlooked oftentimes. Why do you think that is, Brenda?
Well, first of all, I think they're the silent population because of the fact that they don't go for help. Men are not typically the ones who are going to say, hey, I need some help. Mm-hmm. They're just going to struggle by. But, you know, we've heard from single dads over the years, and they have real struggles. They may not be the same. Occasionally, it's the financial situation. But more likely than not, it's the fact that they're doing things alone, and they don't have the support. However, single dads do have more family support than single mothers. In fact, I think the statistic was something like 60% of them have a family member living in their home. So the single dads often have more support than the single mother does. So that's why you don't hear so much about them. But are their needs real? Do they have them? Oh, yes, absolutely.
And Brenda, as you've been in this ministry for so long, reaching out to them, what do you see as the most urgent need of a single parent?
Well, it wouldn't be the need that they list. They list needs like their car, their house, you know, how to get a job, those kind of things. But really, it's the spiritual and emotional support. And that's what they're lacking. With 95% not attending church regularly, they're not getting what they need. That's the whole reason of to say that our ministry stands in the gap, because there's that gap between the single parent and the real met need.
Do you believe that every church should have a single parent outreach?
I absolutely do, and I think you can do it no matter what size your church. We hear churches say all the time, well, we don't, you know, if we had a single parent ministry, we'd have two or three single parents. Well, that's a great opportunity to turn it into an outreach ministry, just instead of just a church ministry, you know, because then you have an opportunity to reach those in the community who are not in church, and there's plenty of those. So I say do it anyway. And, you know, there's something even small churches can do.
And what does it take to get a single parent ministry started? Is it complex?
It is not complex. It takes somebody with a heart to do it. That's all it really takes, is someone with a heart to do it. It can be very small, from I'm going to have a small group every other month, and we're going to get together and just share. You know, maybe we'll provide dinner for each other and, you know, cook together, something like that, do a movie night for the kids, something fun, just something to relate to those single parents. It could be that simple, that easy, no money. You know, and most churches think, oh, if I do a single parent ministry, it's going to be a big drain on my church, you know, a big drain on our finances, and we're just not going to be able to meet the need. Well, first of all, we know, especially from Crown's teaching, you know, we know that we're not going to be able to meet all the needs. They wouldn't need God if we could meet all the needs. That's not our job.
Brenda, you're exactly right about that. They all need the Lord, and they need to feel welcome and integrated into the body. How does a church help single parents feel welcome and wanted?
Well, I think the main thing is to know them as a person, as a family, and not to look at them as just a needy family or a single parent family, but to look at them as a family. You know, we get so ostracized, everybody gets ostracized in their own circle of family and activities and things that they do, and we forget that there may be a family sitting there that doesn't have that. And so invite that family to go to lunch with you after church, you know, and pay for it if you feel like you need to do that, or pay for the kids. It'd be a delight for them. You know, and if your kids are the same age, ask them to spend the night, you know, with your children so they're exposed to that two-parent family. By the same token, let your kids spend the night so they're exposed to the single-parent family. But look at them as people. You know, when we get help from a friend, we feel so much better about it because they know us and they care about us than someone who's just giving us benevolence.
Well, we've all watched Michael Phelps win 8 gold medals in Beijing, and what a thrill that was. And I remember watching his mother thinking the whole world's heart seems to be going out to her. She just charmed everyone. Many didn't realize that he was raised by a single-parent mom. Does that inspire others that there's hope for single-parent families?
I think it definitely does, to see any success story, to know that somebody has made it. But, you know, only she knows the sacrifices she made for him to get there. And that's with any two-parent family as well, but how much more for a single-parent family who has half the resources, you know, to raise their child. So only she knows those sacrifices that she made. But another single parent looking at that can say, you know what, I felt like all I'm doing is making sacrifices and it's not making a difference. I'm looking at this and I'm saying, you know what, maybe it is. It's making a difference.
Well, Brenda, for those who want to get in touch with Mercy Tree Ministries, how do they do that?
Well, they can visit our website at mercytree.org or they can call us at 770-831-9418.
Brenda, it is always a joy to have you on the program. Thanks for being with us on Money Life today.
Thank you, Chuck.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Today's guest has been Brenda Armstrong of Mercy Tree Ministries. We'll be right back.
Tired of struggling to pay your bills every month? Are you ready to get out of debt? Well, the way out isn't to make more money. It's to learn to manage what God has already given you. And we have something that'll help you do that. Crown Envelopes. Crown Envelopes from Crown Financial Ministries is one of the most advanced money management systems ever. Crown Envelopes will help you easily create a home budget online and connect it to your bank and credit card accounts. Then, Crown Envelopes will automatically track your spending, update your budget, and tell you exactly how much you have left in any budget category. Crown Envelopes gives you access to your financial information 24/7 from home, work, even your cell phone, so you can always know where you stand financially and make informed decisions. Take control of your finances today and sign up for Crown Envelopes at crown.org. With Crown Envelopes, you can become debt-free. Again, Crown Envelopes is available at crown.org.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. For those of you just tuning in, we've been talking to Brenda Armstrong of Mercy Tree Ministries, and she has a website that you can find out more about her ministry at mercytree.org.
Well, Dave, also, I talked to Brenda offline and asked her, who are the kind of people that typically step up and start a single-parent ministry? And it was interesting. She said oftentimes it's a single female who is not a single parent, but just see the plight of the single parent and really step in and have a heart to help. And then sometimes it's a couple that God just puts on their heart the desire to get trained and to reach out in their church. So for those of you who are listening, if you fit that profile, then certainly we'd love to see you contact Mercy Tree and begin reaching out to single parents in your church and maybe even those who don't go to church and you just need some training around that issue. But here at Money Life, we do have resources available for the single parent. I couldn't recommend strongly enough that if you're a single parent or know one you're trying to help, to get a money map, because it just sets out the simple steps. It removes the fog. Over and over and over again, we get asked, what should I do first? Should I pay off the credit card? Should I get an emergency fund? Should I get out of debt first? Should I pay the mortgage? Should I put it in a 401k? And so what we did with the money map was make linear steps very simple and easy to follow. And that's a huge help for the single parent. Also, the free online money map coaching is so helpful because they can do it in the convenience of their home. They don't have to leave the kids and go anywhere. They're not going to be charged anything. They're not going to be embarrassed in any way to reveal their situation and work with one of the coaches to help them through the financial situation that they may be in right now.
You know, Chuck, one of the other resources that we've created that's actually not quite public yet, but is a short film that deals with single parenting.
Well, actually it does, Dave. I mean, the story from 2 Kings chapter 4, I think God wrote that story for all those who find themselves in that nightmare scenario. I like to call it the worst case scenario, where your husband has died, you have children to raise, and you have such overwhelming debt, and the children are the collateral. Now, it doesn't get much worse than that. If you ask a woman, what's the worst case, that would be it. She's helpless. She's alone.
Right.
She has no assets. And yet God comes through and shows her how he cares for her, how he provides for her. You know what's so interesting, Dave? Her husband was a man of God. So it happens to many people who love the Lord.
You know, Chuck, I've seen that movie, and it's powerful. If people want to learn more about the film series, how can they do that?
Well, Dave, they can go online at crown.org and check the short film blog on the front page there and learn all about it. We're in the process of completing that into a small group curriculum, and it's going to be wonderful whether you're a single parent or not. It's just going to be a great way to teach other people God's financial principles.
Well, you can find out more at crown.org about the short film series. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, thanks for listening to this edition of Money Life.